intro it.
Hey, this is Ryan.
And Justine.
After the movies, post-Avatar Part 2.
Part 2.
Alright, so I did a lot of talking on the last one, and I apparently cut Justine off, and she had more things she wants to say.
Yeah.
As is her right to say them.
That's right.
So I'm going to say mostly nothing until Justine is done with what she has to say.
Okay.
Go for it.
Alright, I have 3 points that I want to talk about with Avatar. And they're mostly addressing what you said in the first audio boo about Avatar.
Okay.
First off, I don't believe this movie is really a tour de force. What should a director really invest themselves in when it comes to a movie? They should invest themselves in the story, the characters, and visuals. The story is crap. The characters and the acting only come through every once in a while where I actually feel like I care about them. Okay, and the visuals are great, which takes me on to my second point, which, okay, I can totally give Cameron props that he developed his own 3D animation, whatever the hell it's called, and it looks great and it looks beautiful, but that's all it's got. Sin City looks beautiful, 300 looks beautiful, but that doesn't necessarily make a good movie.
That's true. I would totally agree with you. I think 300 is crap.
Third of all, I'm really excited to see other directors use this type of, like, new technology, because I really don't think Cameron's a very good director at all. What? So I'd be interested to see what these techniques will be like in the hands of good directors like Scorsese. I would be interested to see something that he did using this technology.
Cameron is not a good director?
I liked nothing that he's done.
Bite your tongue.
He is a hack.
What?
I'm not impressed by him at all. What? And everyone is just always in awe of everything that he does, especially with this film. He is not that good. It really isn't.
Oh, my God. No, okay, look, I mean, you know, if you don't like the movie, you don't like the movie, that's fine. But, you know, maybe Cameron isn't a great teller of deep, thoughtful stories. That's fine, but, no, and that's okay, because some movies, sometimes you gotta be Michael Bay, right?
No, no one should be Michael Bay.
Sometimes you gotta be Michael Bay, because sometimes you gotta make movies that are fun, you know? Like, I would never expect James Cameron to make Doubt, right?
Okay.
Or to make The Reader, God help us, if there's any more of those. But James Cameron tells fun stories. James Cameron tells good stories. Like Terminator 2, The Abyss.
Okay.
True Lies. These are good
movies.
You
know what? I retract my statement. I liked Terminator.
Terminator 2?
I liked Terminator 2. I actually didn't like Terminator. I liked Terminator 2. Okay. That's the only thing I've liked of his.
You don't like True Lies?
No.
You don't like The Abyss?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's all right.
Which takes me on to my fourth little point that you said. Avatar may have redeemed film in that everyone is coming out to see this film. It's not because it's an awesome film. It's because when it comes out of the theater, when we can't see it in 3D anymore, everyone's going to realize how crap it is because it's not beautiful anymore. That's why everyone is going to the theater to see it, because as good as your TV at home is going to be and as good as the Blu-ray is going to be, it's not going to be anything close to what it is in the theater. So it may have redeemed film, but not in the way that it probably should have.
Well, I disagree, because for me, it's a visceral, emotional ride. Now, I'm going to probably say that probably 75% of that comes from the visuals. In an ideal world, it should be like, I don't know, 50-50, probably. But I like the story. I like a hero's journey. I mean, yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah, whatever, Dances with Wolves, Pocahontas, one of those, the Fern Gully, whatever. I don't care.
Fern Gully.
Like, there's only, what is it? There's only 7 original stories anyway. There's only 7 stories you can tell, right? Some people think there's only 1 story you can tell. So this whole argument about, oh, it's too simple, or I've seen this movie before, it's just, you know, Smurfs that have tails or whatever.
Cat people.
Like,
about
I don't
40
care.
Minutes.
Like, you can
40 make, seconds.
4 seconds?
What? Or 40 seconds.
40 seconds. You can make this argument about any movie. It's just a little more apparent in this one. But I don't care. I don't know. It's brilliant.
I will say, yeah, I will retract my statement saying that the story is simple. And I will also say that if the acting is good enough and the direction is good enough, I won't care that the story is simple, which it wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, I think, all we have
time
for.
Yeah, that's all we have time to say.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
After the movies.
Bye.